Blog Talk Radio.
Indeed, and the loons are out in the lake. Isn't this wonderful? I apologize for the short notice. I was going to skip this week because I had many things to do. My wife and I are headed to an Irish session tonight at the Irish Cultural Center in Canton. But I thought I would just rant a little bit about the candidates. I was inspired, prodded recently by the likelihood that Vice President Joe Biden is going to jump in on the Democratic side. So I was thinking about who's viable in here and who's viable for the general election, but who's viable in each party. So I have as much right to say anything about it as anybody else because nobody knows squat about it. If you are happen to listening, if you happen to see my tweet and did catch this, you're welcome to call in at 718-664-6966. And when the nice British robotic lady welcomes you, press 1. That shows me that you're online. I don't connect anonymous blocked calls, so leave your phone number open and call me at 718-664-6966. I'm sure you have just as valid opinions on this as I do. I should just jump right into the Democratic side on the likelihood that Joe Biden is going to jump in. It looks like he is. And the Democrats are foundering, oddly enough, because Hillary Clinton, there are comics out there suggesting that she is, in fact, a Republican. And maybe she is. I mean, she's certainly a war hawk. And she is center-right instead of the center-left, which is what she's supposed to be. So, you know, there are a lot of us on the Pinko side who think, what the devil is she doing in the race? It'd be great to have a woman president. It'd be great to have a Jewish president. I can do that with Bernie Sanders. We're way behind the rest of the world and what we choose from. But Hillary is kind of a hard sell to a lot of us. And if she is, in fact, the nominee, I'm sure I'll get behind her, but begrudgingly. I happen to like Bernie Sanders, and his politics are great. And I think that I don't quite agree with the people who say he doesn't have a chance in hell. I think he does have a small chance. But, you know, number one, people say, oh, they don't worry about those terms. Don't fret about it. But I'm telling you, the vast majority of the Americans from the World War II generation through the boomers totally flip out when they hear the term socialist. And Bernie Sanders makes it plain that a democratic socialist is different from the old communist-style collectivist thing that Ayn Rand railed against and was all. But anyway, we can look around the world, and you know, much of Europe has been ruled by or is occasionally ruled by parties that are socialist of one type or another, all democratic socialist. Which is the, you know, combines capitalism and a public good, the commonwealth, as the expression used to go. Here we are in Massachusetts, at one of our four commonwealths in the country. The idea is that you're supposed to be looking out for everybody, and that includes the things like, Social Security and Medicare, things that make sure that nobody gets left out in the cold because of vicissitudes of finances or birth or inheritance or that kind of stuff. So it's a very wishy-washy term, but Americans flip out when they hear it. And Bernie Sanders defined himself as a democratic socialist in the European tradition, and it's a very noble term. But I don't know that Americans are ready to do that. I really am not sure. You know, I think if he had been running as simply as a Democrat, well, number one, he might not have gotten elected in New Hampshire. He came out and said, this is what I am. These are the things I believe. And he's been saying pretty much the same things for the last, 40 years, because he's in the early 70s. And I think he's been pretty plain about what he wants. And, he's kind of like in the tradition that spawned, Elizabeth Warren, for example. She's a full decade or so younger than he is. Yeah, I think she's 66, I believe. And he has just very simple ideals, but Americans just did go crazy when they hear the term socialist. So I'm not sure what his shot is if he were to get the nomination. I mean, he looks like he could very well win in New Hampshire and Iowa, and that might call for a lot of dealing on the Clinton campaign side, or he might simply go ahead and win the nomination. I mean, it can happen. But we've got three other guys in there, Martin O'Malley, Jim Webb, and Lincoln Chafee, gubernatorial types, and they're running for, allegedly for president, but as far as I can tell, what they're running for is vice president. They want to be on somebody's ticket. They figure it'd be on Hillary's ticket, and they would counterbalance it, but it'd be, again, just more white folk doing their white folk thing. But I don't see them doing that. And poor Hillary. I mean, honest to God, I mean, Hillary is, she's a war hawk, and she's in, I guess the best thing you could say about her is she's in the John Kennedy mold. He was a macho man and a war hawk and wishy-washy on rights, and he got pushed along by people like Lyndon Johnson, who said you got to do this, and his brother, the Attorney General, and telling him what he had to do. And on his own, he wouldn't have been the political leader he was. And I think Clinton's in that mold, and she's also, she would take us into wars much like W. Bush did. And it makes me real nervous. So I'm not exactly sure, but she's done her best to defeat herself by thinking that she can just get along and do whatever she wants and everything's going to be fine. And it isn't fine. And the Republicans did their damnedest with this stupid, no, totally asinine Benghazi thing. I mean, she was clean on that, but they've tried so many times. They've spent millions of hours and millions of dollars to try and create something, and it isn't there. And they all look like schmucks. I don't. Anyway, no, she's clean on that. She's dirty on her server, but it wasn't intentional, and she didn't do anything bad. She was just clumsy. And I don't know that we want another clumsy president. We've had several, and I don't think that we necessarily need another one. So she's in trouble, and Bernie Sanders is doing great. He speaks to people's minds and hearts at the same time. He's been on the right side of every issue. He's been against the bad and stupid wars. He has the right economic policy. He finally caught up with what Elizabeth Warren was saying, is picking up on those, and he's trying to be a feminist in his own clumsy way. But I mean, he's got a shot. I think if he's the nominee, he'll beat whoever the Republicans put up. But he's kind of a hard sell too. But I think he has the right politics for me. I'm very left wing, and he's very left wing. I think he's got the right thing. And everybody's been saying from the very first time he said, "I'm going to run," everybody said, "You don't stand a chance in hell." They are a little less fervent about that now that he's leading in the polls and in the first two primary states, or the caucus and primary state. And they're not quite so sure about that now, but they still don't want him to win. I mean, most Democrats are really nervous about Bernie Sanders, so he's got that. And now Joe Biden hops in. So Joe Biden almost certainly is going to run, which is intriguing. Because after the death of his son, his young son, seemed like he just didn't have the heart. And his wife and other people have been telling him, "Joe, you got to do it. We need you, Joe." And this is his one shot. I mean, he's of an age. If he gets elected, he'll be like, I think, the oldest elected president. And he's not an old man, and he's very healthy. But it is something in there. I'm sure the Republican side will wait. Oh, you won't have an old man. Of course, they elect their own with that dreadful Ronald Reagan clown actor thing. But nevertheless, Joe's probably coming in, and when he comes in, that's really going to shake things up. And I think it's going to be, we can drop those three pretenders to the vice presidency and think about what might happen with Sanders against Clinton against Biden. And if we get into debates, it was interesting. It's like, who would win is Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden. And Biden is much folksier than Bernie, but he has a lot less policy issues. He's a lot more common sense. And I honestly think that people would like Biden better. They're more comfortable with him, even if he's clumsy socially, because he's touchy and he makes people a little nervous that way. But people like Joe Biden. He is a very likable guy. Hillary Clinton is hard, and I'm not so sure that she can pull it off. It'd be really intriguing to see how that works, the dynamic. The three of them going at it would be a fascinating race, and I'm afraid that Bernie would get dropped if it was the three of them. I think if Bernie and Hillary are the two leading, I think Bernie has an almost, but not quite even chance of beating her. If he wins the first two, the caucus and the primary state, he's in really good shape, and I think he can do it. But again, I think that he would beat whoever the Republicans are going to put up, because they are in such disarray, and they, well, it is a roster of egos. It's unbelievable how every one of these, at one point there were 17 declared candidates, have been dropping out, left and left and left, as we say, because the right ones don't drop out. And we are getting down there, and they're winnowing, and it's not going to be long before a whole more bunch of them go out. Some very well-funded people have dropped already, and it's really kind of surprising in some ways. But I think we're going to see more of that coming out, and I would predict that we're going to be down to just a few. And I have to admit that I'm in the bunch that thinks Donald Trump is going to get dropped. I think he's simply too obnoxious, too repetitive, and he has no frigging policies. When you have somebody like Ronald Reagan, he pretended to understand economics. He didn't. He was a bozo. He was about as ignorant as you can get. I'm a boomer, and I grew up with Dwight David Eisenhower, Ike. He was, when I was a little kid, he was president. And that was my idea of what a Republican should be. Maybe, forget Reagan. I mean, Ike understood economics. He was a warrior who hated war, which anybody who actually has fought wars, and he directed the Allies. He was like, he was Mr. War, and he would not have led us into a bad war. He really tried hard to get us out of Korea and Vietnam. It was tough times. So he was a good guy, and he did understand economics, and he led us toward equal rights and integrated schools. And he was a good guy, and that's what Republicans should be. But there's not a single one of them in the common field now that does that. I mean, we can go down on the list. I mean, Trump is such an unbelievable ass, a buffoon. And again, he has no policies. He just says, "I'm going to make America great. I'm going to help the economy. I'm going to keep us." Just all gross generalizations, and they don't cut it, and he doesn't cut it, and he doesn't know what he's talking about. And he has, not only does he have no clothes, he's got psoriasis all over. He's a terrible candidate. Number two, oddly enough, is Carly Fiorina. And we feminist types would like to like her. I mean, it'd be great to think about the possibility of, if Hillary Clinton was the ideal candidate, and if Carly Fiorina was the ideal candidate on her side, the two of them going at it, two women going at it for the presidency, wouldn't that be a beautiful contest? But it's not going to happen. And Carly is, well, she doesn't seem to have an honest bone in her body or even her head. She's a total liar. She's lied about what she did at Hewlett Packard. She's lied about her entire career, from pretending to come up from being a secretary, just a secretary, finding her own way in the world, which is crap. It's like Mitt Romney saying he's a self-made man. It's just crap. And her made-up things about Planned Parenthood and the videos that she claims she saw but nobody else did, and they don't exist. And she claims they were Planned Parenthood and they weren't. And she's just unbelievable, totally incredible. And She will also be found out as they go along in any of the opposition research and any of the debates. I mean, she's going to get herself deeper and deeper and deeper, and there's nothing but duplicity on her part, so she doesn't have a shot. And we got a bunch of bigots coming up there. There's Rubio and Carson and Kasich and Ted Cruz. I mean, they're all just a bunch of loons and bigots. Woo! And they just say dreadful things, and they're appealing to the anti-immigrant, anti-black, anti-Muslim forces in the party. And even if one of them were to get the nomination, there's no way that the larger electorate would go for anybody who was such an incredible bigot. I mean, even as much, if you look at our votes, and invariably, during a presidential year, in my lifetime, you can be sure that at least 40%, sometimes 45%, sometimes 49% of the electorate will vote for the Republican, even if the Republican is losing. It is just, I don't know, contrariness, and they think that they want to live in the fantasy world. I mean, that's certainly what W. Bush was, and certainly what Ronald Reagan was. If we just imagine that what they're saying is absolutely true, then everything's going to work out okay. And it doesn't. It can't. It won't. It didn't. But it doesn't make any difference. It can, at least 40% of the country is going to say, oh, I want to live in that world. And there's not a whole lot we can do about that other than you can say, well, you know, read the newspapers, look at the online stuff, watch TV, look at their website. You go off all that stuff, and like, these people are just not possible. And they're crazy, and they're liars, and they don't have a decent strategy. And you look back at the Republicans who did get elected, and you say, they ruined our economies, and they took us into wars, and it didn't work. But that's okay. At least 40%, sometimes over 50%, sometimes a majority of Americans will go for the fantasy. And that's the way we are, and that's why the people I know from Europe and Asia make fun of us. But that's what we are, and we need to accept that. So it's quite possible that whoever goes up there, say Donald Trump gets to be the nominee, you can figure that at least 40% of the people will vote for Donald Trump. And you can shake your head and weep. You can rend your garments, but that's not going to change the way that's what Americans are. So I think Trump is going to go. Fiorina is going to burn up like a meteorite. She's going to hit the ground, become a meteorite from a meteor. And that's too bad for her, because it'd be great to have a strong woman in there, but she isn't. She's just another lying ex-CEO who's incompetent and who cannot believe that people don't just accept whatever she says. And it's not going to happen. And the next guy down is probably Ben Carson. Well, he's a neurosurgeon. So he had a career, and he did wonderful things. And he's a terrible politician. He's a terrible policy guy. And he can't do it either. So, you know, he's getting caught all the time. He's contradicting himself, and he's saying obnoxious and racist and sexist and terrible things. And, you know, he's a dummy. Then we get down to the former presumed front runner, the guy who's supposed to waltz into the thing, the Hillary Clinton on his side, Jeb Bush, because he's already gotten a father and a brother who've been president. So time for another dynasty. You got a Clinton dynasty, you got a Bush dynasty. Isn't it time for Jeb Bush? But he's a couple bad things. He's mealy-mouthed, and he contradicts himself constantly. And he doesn't have the policies. He just doesn't have it. So I don't know. I'm not sure what's going to happen with Bush. He still could end up being the nominee, because fools like Rubio and Cruz are just too full of hate to go on. And Kasich, poor John Kasich, when they find out all the stuff he's done in his state, when he was in charge, he destroyed everything. He was against humans. He wanted to throw people, off of welfare. He wanted to see that people suffer. He didn't want them to have health care. He's a terrible guy, and he doesn't have a chance. I mean, when people get into Kasich's record, he doesn't have a shot. And then you got a whole bunch of the buffoons. The worst of that, Mike Huckabee is absolutely the worst. I mean, he is. I guess he's just plain stupid. But look at the stuff he's been saying in the last 2 weeks, and the guy just runs off of the mouth. He's like Pat Robertson. He just doesn't have the sense that God gave lettuce. So I'm Mike Huckabee, and he may very well be a guitar player and a minister. I think those are his only skills. So he doesn't have a shot. Poor old Lindsey Graham is the good little gay guy who from South Carolina who pretends not to be, but he's a very pleasant fellow. He does have good policies. He has some good ones, and he doesn't have a chance. Nobody likes Lindsey Graham, which is sort of a shame. I mean, he's like a half of a percent or something like that. So he doesn't have that. And then there's Rand Paul and Chris Christie. Both of them are, they have their people who like them because they each are considered to be plain talkers by a bunch of people. But we've already got Donald Trump in there for the plain talker. I don't think we need anything else. So we got that down there. So I'm looking at it, I'm thinking, there's a extreme outside possibility Donald Trump could make it. I don't think so because he is such a loony. And he doesn't have any policies. And when it comes down to it, if he's going to be head to head, particularly if he's debating a Democratic candidate, I mean, he just can't do, screaming, standing at the podium and screaming insults is not going to cut it. And I don't think he's got a shot. Fiorina's out. Rubio is far too bigoted for this. Ben Carson is a bozo who's, I mean, he has skills in medical fields, but not in interpersonal skills. And he doesn't understand politics in the slightest. So I'm looking at Jeb Bush. So I'm thinking Jeb Bush might be up against Hillary Clinton, or he might be up against Bernie Sanders, or even Joe Biden. Well, that would be an interesting race, and that would be a lot of things going on there. I think you've got a shot of espousing two very different worldviews. Although, Hillary's is not all that different from Jeb's. So we'll see how that goes. But I'm looking down at it, and I'm thinking I'm glad that Joe is coming in, and I want to see the three-way between Bernie and Joe and Hillary and see who can come out standing on that one. I'd love for it to be Bernie because his politics are correct. But I'm not so sure that Americans can swallow that little word socialist, even though if they were paying any attention, they know what it meant. And if they knew anything about European politics, they'd know what it meant, and it wouldn't be an issue. But it's an issue. So there we go for them. And I'm seeing them coming down, and I'm seeing Joe's got a good shot when he comes in. I think it's a pretty good chance. I mean, certainly more than even, maybe like a 70% chance he's going to come in. And so that would make for an exciting fall with all three of those big shots going, and the three little guys can jump out. They can be the three dwarves instead of the seven dwarves. They can all be called Sleepy. And they'll go. So I'm thinking that it's going to be a good fall. And I wish the Republicans would just shake it out. I mean, we certainly don't need Trump and Fiorina. They're just beyond the pale. But shake it down and have some serious debates and look at the loser Ben Carson and the mealy-mouthed Jeb Bush and see if they can construct a decent candidate and a decent set of policies out of one of those. I suspect it's going to be Bush. And I'm looking forward to seeing. I think the Democrats are going to be a much more exciting contest this fall than the Republicans. And I, for one, am pretty excited about it coming on, finally, after all this this hoo-ha. And I'm sorry that Hillary's blown herself up, but she's earned that. And so it would have been nice to have a two-woman race, Fiorina against Clinton, but that's not going to happen. Fiorina is just too poisonous, the toxic Republican, so she's not going to do it. So yeah, now I'm not sure what's going to go on next week. Check my leftahead.com. Look at my Twitter feed at Word, WHIRRED, for what's coming up. And then on October 6th, I have our district counselor here in Boston, Tim McCarthy. I've asked Jean-Claude Sinon a couple of times to come on. Their people don't even respond, so I don't know. I got my doubts he's coming on. I'd like to do it, although I think, honestly, Sinon seems to be a identity politics guy. He says, I'm Haitian, I'm black, vote for me if you look like me. And that's not much of a policy or platform either. So we'll see. But I don't know. I'll let you know whether if Sinon says yes, all that. But otherwise, look on October 6th, Tuesday, at the usual 2:30, and expect Tim McCarthy here with me. And I'll let you know if I got somebody lined up for next week. So thank you for listening in, and let's go left ahead.